Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 16th. You'll be interested to know, 108 years ago, today in 1916, Margaret Sanger, an activist for women's reproductive rights, opened the first birth control clinic in the United States in Brooklyn, New York. This pioneering event marked a significant advancement in the movement for women's health and autonomy and laid the foundation for future reproductive rights initiatives and healthcare services in the country. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect stomach-to-shoulder-high swell on Wednesday morning with glassy conditions and light offshore winds. The afternoon will see semi-glassy to semi-bumpy conditions with onshore winds. Thursday and Friday mornings will have waist-high swell and chest-to-shoulder-high swell, respectively, with similar onshore conditions. Saturday morning will be thigh-to-waist-high swell and glassy with light offshore winds. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 3 to 4 feet. Until 11. After that, it's looking fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3.5-foot incoming mid-tide when the west-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first high tide Wednesday will be 6 foot at 8:45 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide at 3. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 67 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:13 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with highs around 70 and just a light breeze. Tonight, we might see a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 60. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers on Thursday, warming up to around 69 degrees. Then enjoy sunny weather through the weekend, with highs reaching 72 to 74 degrees. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, demolition has officially begun for two buildings destroyed by a fire in April at the end of the Oceanside Pier. Sounds of sawing and hammering echoed across the oceanfront this week as scaffolding was installed to prepare for the removal of charred timbers. City officials indicated that the scaffold will prevent potentially toxic debris from falling into the ocean. The project, expected to last several weeks, will allow most of the pier to remain open to the public, with brief closures for equipment access. Now on to sports. Buffalo Bills fans are celebrating as the team swiftly responded to a significant addition by a rival in the AFC East. The Bills finalized a trade to acquire wide receiver Amari Cooper at a 2025 sixth-round pick from the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a 2025 third-round pick and a 2026 seventh-round pick. This move aligns with the New York Jets' recent acquisition of six-time Pro Bowler Davante Adams. Although Cooper's early 2024 performance includes only 24 receptions for 250 yards, his potential resurgence could significantly boost the Bills' offense. Last night, the Yankees secured a solid 6-3 victory over the Cleveland Guardians in Game 2 of the ALCS. Aaron Judge's powerful two-run homer set the tone, while Anthony Rizzo's clutch double extended the lead. Clay Holmes earned the win, with Tanner Bibee taking the loss. With this win, New York leads the series 2-0, putting them in a commanding position. Tonight, the Dodgers face the Mets at Citi Field for Game 3 of the NLCS, with the series tied 1-1. Walker Buehler, struggling with a 10.8 ERA, will pitch against Luis Severino, who holds a 4.5 ERA. Expect a brisk 53 degrees in Queens, where the Mets are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, tonight, the Kings, with two ties already this year, meet the Toronto Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena. The Kings are eager to bounce back after their thrilling 8-7 overtime loss against Ottawa. Anze Kopitar leads the charge with 6 points, while Max Domi shines with 3 goals. In top news, must-see viewing has returned with the San Diego Zoo's live panda cam, featuring the giant pandas, Yan Chuan and Xin Bao. Launched yesterday, the camera allows fans worldwide to observe these adorable creatures as they munch bamboo and nap. Morning footage began around 9:30, showcasing the pandas in their expansive bamboo-filled homes. Paul Baribault, the zoo's president and chief executive officer, unveiled the camera on Good Morning America, expressing excitement for their return. The two pandas arrived in the United States on June 28th, becoming the first in 21 years, under a decade-long loan from China. In business news, Tom Brady has received approval from the National Football League to acquire a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. The former quarterback, who has been pursuing this investment for over a year, will obtain a 5% stake in the team. The NFL voted on this deal, allowing Brady, along with Tom Wagner and Richard Seymour, to acquire about a 10% share. While the exact transaction price remains undisclosed, the team was valued at $7.8 billion earlier this year. Brady also owns a minority share in the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces and has a lucrative commentating deal with Fox Sports. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,200. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Exciting developments are underway in vaccine technology as gentle nasal sprays are being tested against COVID, the flu, and respiratory syncytial virus. For many, including Allison Velasquez, who struggles with a severe fear of needles, this breakthrough could be life-changing. Early trials in the United States show promising immune responses from nasal vaccines. Researchers believe these sprays could be available by 2027, potentially revolutionizing how we combat respiratory viruses. Unlike traditional injections, nasal vaccines may offer faster and stronger protection, while addressing vaccine equity concerns in low-income regions. The future of vaccination looks needle-free and more accessible. And in entertainment news, Paramount Global's board has approved bonus payments for its 3 co-chief executive officers, even if they leave their positions. co-chief executive officers George Cheeks, Chris McCarthy, and Brian Robbins will receive an additional 100% of their base salary, plus restricted share units valued at $3 million each. These bonuses will only apply to the current fiscal year after their appointment on April 29th. Meanwhile, Paramount aims to cut annual costs by $500 million ahead of its merger with Skydance Media, which includes laying off 15% of its U.S.-based workforce by year-end. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Israeli psychologist and Nobel laureate, Daniel Kahneman. And he said, "It's a wonderful thing to be optimistic. It keeps you healthy and it keeps you resilient." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.